Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although the names of some of those involved in the four-car crash in Colorado have not yet been released, two fundraisers have been started for the families of the victims from Gillette. Hallie Everts, her husband Aaron Godines, and their three-month-old daughter Tesley, as well as Godines' parents, Emiliano and Christina Godines, were lost, and a GoFundMe campaign for the young couple has been started by a friend of Hallie Everts' family, and another fund started by the elder Godines' niece has been established for them. Funeral arrangements are pending. Getting ready for the National High School Finals Rodeo at Camplex continues on schedule despite some controversy. According to the News Record, Interim General Manager Renee Cook credits Camplex employees for keeping everything in line. Cook says plans are in place for the lead-up to the event scheduled for July 10th. The Gillette Community College District's first budget since separating from the Northern Wyoming Community College District has been passed and rings in at about $16 million and includes just under $600,000 to fund the return of men's and women's soccer, men's and women's basketball, the Energy City Voices, and for the first time ever, volleyball. The teams will play in the same conference they competed in prior to the split. The budget also includes making the head coach for the rodeo team a full-time position again. The Campbell County School Board voted unanimously to include the girls' wrestling program in the upcoming school year. Girls have participated in high school wrestling for some time, but have had to compete with and against boys. The new program creates a division specifically for girls to compete against each other, although they'll still continue to be a part of the boys' wrestling team. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.